How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm doing well, Tony. Thanks for asking.
Well, you got enough going on there with trying to educate young children, but you've been doing quite a few fundraisers. First of all, let's talk about the hair-a-thon. How did that work out for you?
The haircut-a-thon went really well. It was on Tuesday night from 5 to 8, and we had upwards of 50 folks come and get their haircuts, a lot of kids, of course. But, Tony, we brought in $1,000. A lot of people contributed extra. The haircuts were only $10, but people were generous. A lot of folks came in who weren't even looking to get a haircut, but came in, and we had $1,000. So what was even nicer was that Anthony Harris's mom, Dahlia Luera Harris, came. She even got her haircut and got to talk to some of the people. It was just really a wonderful event.
Well, there are several fundraisers scheduled to raise money for the funeral and burial costs, as well as outstanding medical bills for Anthony Harris. He was one of the three students who died in that terrible car crash in Meridian Township. And I know EC3, which is located in near downtown Lansing, has another sale tomorrow, a Moms to Moms sale. It's from 8 a.m. to noon. Tell me about that.
Well, it's almost like a garage sale. We're having it in our gym. EC3 is located in the old Main Street School building, so we've got a nice gym. And we'll have a bunch of tables set up selling the donated goods from a lot of families in the area, a lot of children clothing and toys and so forth. All of the proceeds from the sale are going to benefit the Anthony Harris Jr. Memorial Fund. So it's going to be we're really looking forward to it. We're also going to have, coffee and refreshments, and I think it's going to be a really nice event.
And this is near and dear to you because the Harris family has been a part of the EC3 family.
That's correct. Dahlia, Anthony's mother, worked here as a preschool teacher for several years, and Anthony, as a younger child, came here for our summer camp programs. He and his brother also would come and help their mom when we had special days. As they got older, they would come and lift heavy things and really help us out. So all of us knew him, and it was a real loss for all of us when he passed away.
All right, and refresh our memories one more time about the date and time for the Mom to Mom sale.
The Mom to Mom sale is tomorrow, that's Saturday, February 12th, from 8 a.m. to noon. And it's going to be at the Educational Child Care Center, EC3, located in the old Main Street School building at 1715 West Main in Lansing.
For people who don't know what EC3 is, let us know, Elizabeth.
It's an Educational Child Care Center, is a daycare center for children aged infant through preschool. We've been around over 25 years, and we serve families in the greater Lansing area.
From what I understand, that's the most important of the education years. And do you foresee more opportunities to get more funding and more programs for kids?
I think so. We're privately funded. We're tuition-based. We're not a government organization. But, I think that there are, with all the interest politically in beefing up early childhood education, I think it's becoming a more and more important issue. And so I think that's good news for early childhood educators and parents everywhere.
Elizabeth Weston, the executive director of EC3. Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Tony.